future husband, I just got back from Italy. It was beautiful. The buildings, the history, the people running around with gelato. We saw couples running around in their wedding dresses, taking pictures, some even on their honeymoon. Where will our honeymoon be? Someplace warm, someplace with pink sand beaches. That's my vote, pink sand beaches.
Hi, I'm Bailey with She Said Yes, a podcast all about getting married. Remember how I snagged my forever person a while back? Well, it turns out there is still a lot of things to do. That's why Matt and I are on a mission to conquer the crazier parts with the help of our first guest. This episode, we're talking through the first steps of transforming our vision into reality by meeting with a venue, a wedding coordinator, and a florist who will make everything bloom. We've got a lot to cover today, so stay tuned as Matt and I get to know the people who will really help lay the foundation to our beautiful day.
Dear future husband, I love you. And don't worry, I'll say yes.
She Said Yes is presented by White of Dublin. To learn more about how they make your wedding dress experience comfortable, personal, and all about you, visit whitebridalboutiques.com. One of the first things Matt and I did when we were going on this whole wedding planning journey was decide on a date. I've always wanted a fall wedding, so we sat down to plan it and we chose September. Just one problem though, now that we have a month, where are we gonna host it?
The space in general, we're on 35 acres, we're located on a flower farm.
Meet Jennifer from Lavender Ridge Farms. She's the owner-operator of the gorgeous Central Ohio wedding venue, situated on 35 acres of flower fields with a hand-built Amish farm, which actually was named the best wedding venue of Licking County in 2023 by the Licking County Community Choice Awards. They've been open for 2 years now and truly have an incredible story.
My husband and I had a rare moment probably 6 or 7 years ago. We had younger children at the time, and we were on a date night at a winery, and we were sitting back and we were just enjoying the view, and we had, 35 acres that no one was enjoying except for us. And when we would have friends and family come out and visit, they just really enjoyed the space, and we really make, this space a place for anybody to enjoy. And so we, started researching it, and fast forward, we turned our hayfields into a flower farm, which
wow.
Who doesn't love flowers?
Yes.
And his dream was to always have a timber frame building, a timber frame barn. And we were not able to find someone to build it. That was basically the answer. And COVID happened, and that was what God was saying. And we could have not planned it better ourselves.
Wow.
My husband met this guy a couple months after COVID, and he called me on the way home and he was like, "We're building a barn. We're doing it."
As soon as I sat down with Jennifer, I could tell that she loved having people use her space. Her dedication to make sure that the bride had an unforgettable experience at her farm was made especially clear when she mentioned,
"We have a bubble bath for a soaking tub in the bridal suite."
I'm sorry.
Yes.
What? We love a good bubble bath.
Yes. Weddings can be really stressful. And so the first aspect of just seeing the flowers, you're encompassed with all the beauty of the trees and the fresh air. But walking into the bridal suite, carrying your wedding dress in that morning and saying, "Okay, I'm just going to start my day a deep breath and a 20-minute bubble bath."
Yes.
Like, that was the goal. So we want you to be relaxed in the from the moment you arrive.
Right from step one, Lavender Ridge Farms was designed to be a stress-free venue. With 35 acres, it is also extremely customizable. So on your property,
yes,
you're saying you have the barn.
Yep.
And then you also have 5 different locations on your farm where
yes,
they can get married.
Yeah. So definitely the wooded ceremony is, I think that's the most coveted one. It's very conveniently located to the venue itself. It's just a short little walk. And then so we have a landing just below the wildflower, so you can stand right at the edge of the wildflower.
Oh my goodness.
Which is the second ceremony location. And then going up the steps onto the patio. The patio is humongous. There's a fire pit. And then we have another area on the other end. So we have huge glass doors. Like, I don't know if you've seen the glass doors.
I've seen
doors.
The pictures. They're stunning.
Yes.
Stunning, stunning, stunning. First off, stunning.
Thank you. Thank you. We have 5 sets of doors that are just, I always say if there was doors to heaven, that's what they would look like. They're gorgeous. And so there's a spot on the end where the 12-foot doors are on the side end of the venue that a lot of people like to highlight as well for ceremony. And then, of course, indoor. We hate to talk about rain, but it rains.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a great question.
Not only does the bride and groom have the opportunity to pick where on this beautiful farm they say I do, Jennifer's team also offers all-inclusive and a la carte packages.
So in the all-inclusive, your caterer, your baker, your photographer, your DJ.
Wow.
Yeah. your DJ, your, we can even include your videographer and all the way down to your hair and makeup. Like, and that's probably
amazing.
One of the most important things too.
Yeah.
So if you're like, hey, I have a hair and makeup person that I would rather use, we just, we remove that from the all-inclusive package and then it actually lowers your price a little bit. Now we do have the option for a la carte as well, meaning that like, hey, you're that DIYer, you're that person, like, this is exactly the way I want it, and we can accommodate for that as well. The only thing we require is that they're insured, because we all want to make sure that
yes.
if we're using vendors for our very special wedding day, we know that they're a reputable business.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're like, hey, I do want to do a la carte, but I don't know who my caterer is, or I don't know who I want to use for my photographer, we have an exclusive preferred vendors list, vendors that we have vetted and worked with, and that we know can make sure that your day is absolutely perfect, but you're the one that's doing the planning for them. So if you're that person who's that a la carte, like, I want to do a little bit of this and a little bit of that, we have an answer for everything. We pride ourselves on being a business of integrity and being fully transparent. I don't want you worrying like, oh, is this going to cost me extra? Is this going to cost me extra? Like, everything is included. So your linens, your decor, and we have like really nice decor.
I just couldn't get over how special Jennifer wanted to make sure that her guest feels. And it didn't just stop with the bride.
I think the coolest thing that we offer is our farm favors. We call them our farm favors. The farm favors include fresh honey. They can choose from lavender sachets, which come fresh from the farm.
Wow.
And then we also have partnered with a local farm close to us, and they have goat's milk soap that they make homemade, and they use our honey and our lavender included in it.
Stop. That
yes.
is so cool.
Yeah.
My conversation with Jennifer opened my eyes to a lot of the options that I had available to me as I started the process of planning my wedding. A lot of the venues I looked in had restrictions on what I could bring or when I could set up, or they even had surcharges for using the decorations that they had on site. But it was so refreshing to hear how much Jennifer really cared about the brides and the people who got to enjoy her beautiful property. I asked her a little bit about her heart for the venue, and she, of course, gave a beautiful answer.
I want to get a little bit to the heart of Lavender Ridge Farm, and you've definitely kind of expressed some of the heart, talking about that integrity, talking about that, you know, that honest transparency, and where does that come from?
The highest compliment that people have paid to us when they walk into the space. You know, they tend to be quiet when they first walk in. They're just soaking it all in. The timbers are so massive, and there's no screws or anchors or anything that keep the barn together. They're completely held together with these wooden pegs. It's kind of like a long nail, and it's just like a thick, I don't know, like a 2-inch wooden nail, if you will. And so when we were building it, you can sign a peg. When you're building a barn, they do a barn blessing. I'm sure you've probably heard of that in the past. And so these pegs, we were able to hand over to our friends and family and ask them to, you know, write a favorite scripture or a blessing or something of that nature that's close to them. And we've had a lot of friends and family who have supported this journey with us. And so the whole entire barn has scripture and blessings written on those pegs. And that's what keeps the barn together. And so it's literally built on love and scripture. When people walk in, I've had probably 6 or 7 people say to me, there's something about this space and I can't quite figure it out. And then the people who are of faith say, I feel like this is like a godly place.
Wow.
And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like, and I'll tear up, like, even thinking about it now. And, you know, some people who are not of faith, that's okay. But when they do come, they start to know things are a little different. And so then they start asking other questions. They're like, oh, you're Christians, but you like to host weddings and have, you know, you're fun and not crunchy and whatever, you know? And so we're like, yeah, we're just normal people, but we love Jesus too.
Yes.
Not only did Jennifer care for the joy of the people using her space, but she also cared about their souls as well. She wanted to make sure that every single person who came through her beautiful glass doors felt loved and cared for. And it was clear by the way she talked to me, and I wasn't the only one.
We're definitely booking and accepting bookings for 2024, 5 and 6.
Perfect.
You can find more information on our website. It is Lavender Ridge Farm. jenniferohio.com. And, or you can directly email me at jennifer@lavenderridgefarmohio.com. We're also on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. And so you can find more on our social medias.
Like most venues, Lavender Ridge Farms can book up really fast. So it's important to secure a venue as soon as you have a date. Jennifer recommends at least 9 to 12 months so that they have plenty of time to make sure the space is special just for you. Jennifer, thank you for opening up your beautiful farm and sharing your heart full of love with all of us. And yes, I definitely will be using that bubble bath. So great. Now that we've got the venue locked down, we've got the guest list all figured out, and we're ready to send out invitations. But Matt and I are busy people, and there is still so much to do, even if we have an all-inclusive venue. So who's doing the coordinating when the vendors get there? What if we need help during the rehearsal? For those questions, we turn to Denise Roseby of Annie Rose Events.
We link arms a month before, and then I get to know you. We communicate. We go through all the details of your wedding, like a fine tooth comb, make sure all your I's are dotted, T's are crossed. And that way, when I do show up on your wedding day, I am more prepared and ready for action. That last month, everything's on your shoulders. You can just put it on someone else and just have some time to just be present in your wedding day.
Denise and her wedding planning company, Annie Rose Events, has been awarded the Couples Choice Awards from wedding sites like The Knot and The Wedding Wire for the past 3 years. So she really knows what she's doing when it comes to making a couple's day special.
I've been doing weddings for 15 years, but wow. I decided to go ahead and do my own business. I started that 4 years ago, and it's just been an amazing experience.
Denise really knows her stuff, so I had to ask an important question even before we got started. I do want to ask, the difference between a wedding planner and a wedding coordinator, is that like interchangeable, or are they separate words that have very separate meanings? We're babies at this, so please. What is the difference? Don't hate us for asking.
No, I'm so happy that you asked, because for me, for a wedding planner, I see myself when I do full planning, partial planning, the word planning's in there. I'm planning your wedding. Your coordinator, I'm here to coordinate your day.
Oh, okay.
So the difference between the two of them, and we start at the beginning and we go through all your details and we plan your day. But then with your coordination, you do the work. I'm walking in the month before, link arms, and I'm bringing your work, your vision into fruition.
Okay.
And so there's a big difference right there.
So with a coordinator, it's typical that they will come in about a month before the event and coordinate all the details with you, and then join you for the day of to make sure that everything goes smoothly. But the planning services she offers were way more in depth.
So if you hired me for full planning, I am the person that you guys, we all get to know each other very well. And we'll plan your wedding from start to finish. And I have a great team, by the way, that I can pull into as well. It depends on your design. It depends on how big your wedding is. But as for me, we plan together. We vet your vendors. Oh. We get all of them together. Do the design together. I try to keep our communication open weekly, but we are together throughout the entire process. If it's a year, year and a half, whatever it may be.
Full service planning sounds great and everything, but what if we already have some of the details worked out and we really just need help putting some of those finishing touches on?
So I also have a partial planning program too, where I get this my most popular one because most couples start and they're like, oh my gosh, what have we done?
Yes, absolutely.
And so they have some vendors, maybe the venue, the caterer, photographer, they have some set up, but they need more help. Mm-hmm. And so they call me, and that's usually what they say is, we have no idea what we just did. We're overwhelmed and we're scared. And I'm like, yep, let's do it.
Denise says that most of the couples she gets that come to her are confused and overwhelmed, and she loves helping those people experience their special day by smoothing out the wrinkles in their plan.
We link arms a month before, and then I get to know you. We communicate. We go through all the details of your wedding, like a fine tooth comb, make sure all your I's are dotted, T's are crossed. And that way, when I do show up on your wedding day, I am more prepared and ready for action.
Wow.
You are doing yourself the greatest service the best gift you give yourself is to get yourself a wedding planner or a coordinator for your day, because you guys need to remain the center. That last month, everything's on your shoulders. You could just put it on someone else and just have some time to just be present in your wedding day.
She's clearly very dedicated to the joys of her brides and does everything in her power to make sure that her day is special and beautiful and just the way they wanted it to be. But unfortunately, there are some details that she just can't control.
Always have a rain plan. Always have your backup plan.
Okay.
And I have one of the weddings I did last year. My bride, she wanted outside cocktail hour. That was her biggest thing. Mm. And the venue, it warranted it. It was a beautiful venue, so having it outside. And so it was so ominous, the skies, you know, and it called for thunderstorms.
No.
So we were like, what do we do? But I knew how much she wanted it out. So the venue will come to you as a planner. What are we going to do? Let's call it. And I said, we can't call it right now. Let's not call it. And they had cocktail hour, but I'll tell you, soon as cocktail ended, boy, did the heavens pour. And, but it was wonderful. The bride got her dream cocktail hour, but I will be that advocate for the couple, you know, within reason.
So of course I had to ask Denise if she had any horrible stories about weddings that just went terribly wrong. And thankfully she couldn't think of any, but she did tell me the most difficult thing that she had to deal with within her job is the weather.
You know, you have to keep your work safe because this has been a year process, typically a year process or 9 months process. And you, I mean, that's a big investment to throw away just because you don't have a plan. So yes, a rain plan.
Most couples do take about a year to plan their weddings, but sometimes it's just not an option. And Denise says that she's got those situations covered too.
I've done weddings in 2 months before. I've done that. So yes, it's very possible. The last thing I want is any of my couples to feel that overwhelming pressure, because you feel it anyway. I mean, there's so much coming at you. So to have someone break it down, say, hey, I got you. I'm going to do this. You got to work on your details, you know?
Mm-hmm. With how dedicated she is to her couples, I was sure that she would have some exciting stories to share about some of her favorite success stories. So I asked her.
So why don't you talk to us a little bit about some of your favorite couples? I know that's probably like asking someone to pick their favorite child, but what are some of the most memorable weddings that you have done, or memorable moments of wedding planning or wedding coordinating? I know, a really, really tough question. I am so sorry, but I have to ask.
One of my favorite thing was the one bride's family, their grandma passed away weeks before her wedding day. So they were very broken. Mm. And on their wedding day, and the mom especially, she was so sad. And she walked with me and she told me, if you happen to see a bird, that's my mom. She's here to bless the day if you happen to see a bird. And so got everything organized. We're walking the bride down the aisle. And would you know, a duck came and it was so loud. It was like, wah, 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 wah. And she walked right in front of the bride, turned around, and it just wiggled its feathers and it kept quacking the whole way around this bride. And then the mom said, oh my goodness, it's, you know, she named her, it's Nona. And they all started crying. So then I was like, oh my gosh, you know, their Nona came as a duck, you know? And so I was really, my heart felt, I was all tearful. And then the mom turned around. She said, Denise, are you okay? And I said, I was fine till your mom came as a duck. And they all just fell over laughing. I mean, laughing so hard. And that I will never forget that. Aww. Just the thought that this duck came, you know, and oh, it was so good.
That's amazing. And Denise, I am so grateful for just your heart, like truly being able to hear the heart that you have for these brides and these grooms and for their families. That's something that I think oftentimes in wedding planning, and even I've been seeing this with my own family, is like they're also a huge part of the wedding. So to have somebody like you be able to come in and walk alongside of them and say, hey, this is how we're going to include you. This is how you're also a part of the planning committee. I just think is such a beautiful service and a beautiful thing that you're able to offer. Denise, if a bride and a groom and a couple want to contact you, if they want to learn more about your services that you offer, those three amazing packages, if they want to know if you still have availability for them and you're able to coordinate, where can they find you? Are you on social media? What's your website? What's a good way to get in contact with you?
Well, I am on social media. Do my Instagram, please. I'm still not the best Facebooker, but I'm getting better. Instagram all the way, Annie Rose Events. I do have my website, annieroseevents.com.
Denise, you have truly been such a joy. Thank you for sharing your beautiful stories and helpful knowledge as we go closer and closer to our special day. Of course, you may have the most beautiful venue and the most detailed coordinator, but what would a wedding be without the flowers?
To me, this is more than a job. Like, I want every bride that comes in to be as if they were my family or my friend.
And that's where Amy comes in.
So we're a full service florist, which is super cool because we can do everything from just like the bridal bouquet to, you know, the hanging structures in the arbors.
Amy works for Botanica, a division of Flowerama here in Columbus. They are a full service florist shop dedicated to delivering high quality flowers for wedding and other special events all over Central Ohio. Despite Flowerama operating here for over 30 years, Botanica is actually a fairly recent addition to the local flower scene.
So the local Floweramas are more of like your everyday, yep, you know, birthday, anniversary, things like that. So we created a separate department to offer like more of the high-end services. Mm-hmm. Kind of started slowly, maybe about 2014. I came aboard 2017, roughly, and I just made it all about the relationships. So really kind of building relationships with vendors in the market, visiting all the venues, being able to have that relationship so when a bride comes in, I can say, hey, you know, yeah, I've worked with them. I know them really well. And that way it creates a better experience for everyone.
Amy has been working hard to ensure that her business thrives on the relationships that she makes with her couples and partners. One look at Botanica's About Us page on the website and will tell you just how important communication is to Amy and her team.
I definitely don't want to be that business that hits that number but then shows up with something you're disappointed with. So that's where I really kind of work with making sure that I'm clear on communication. Like, hey, we can make this. This is what it would look like. Here's the images of the flowers. And then I'm also involved in the setups and the pickups as well. And just really making sure that my team is well educated when they show up and they make sure that they know where everything's going and how it's supposed to look.
Right away, Matt and I knew we could trust Amy to deliver what she promised.
Like, say they contact you and how do you work with their vision and how do you work with their, like, what they want to do? Like, is that a consultation that they have?
So, yeah, they would schedule a consultation. They could bring in Pinterest pictures. That's normally the most popular. we do have, I believe, an amazing website. So our website has some packages that are already pre-built where you can customize them a little bit based on color. Something else that's really cool is we have a budget planner. I think that is something that I find is so hard. If you're not planning a wedding on a regular basis, which most people aren't.
Right. The sky's the limit.
Yeah. And I think that, like, you know, flowers tend to be something that are more than people expect. So the budget planner kind of breaks down an average of what, you know, like a economy bouquet, most popular, you know, spectacular. And it'll kind of give them a rough idea because I want to make sure that I can meet those expectations and you kind of have a realistic idea of what it looks like.
For a lot of couples, the budget planner can be super helpful, especially if you've never bought flowers before. But there's another part of the flowers that can be tricky to plan around too. They're not always in season. How do you work with somebody who really, really wants pink flowers or really wants one specific kind of flower, but it's just not in season?
Yeah. So a lot of the times I try my best to kind of steer away from the out of season flowers. The quality is just not going to be what they want either. So the options, I really try to have a backup, something that looks very similar, that can give them the same feel and the same vibe and the same look.
So is it almost like instead of coming in with like, I want this type of flower, is it more helpful that you found with your brides and your grooms to be like, instead of wanting this type of flower, this type of feel?
Yes.
Is that kind of more kind of what you like to work with?
Yeah, so just trying to just make sure that I inform them as much as possible as far as like trying to say like capturing that overall vibe and really being able to capture that versus maybe the specific flower.
Botanica provides more than just flowers, though. When they say full service, they mean it. They have a catalog of vases, arches, and decor that all can be rented for your wedding, too. But the service just doesn't stop there. Amy truly looks out for her brides.
Because I build the relationships with the venues, I know a lot of what they offer as well. So it kind of keeps that double charge. Like, hey, I'm charging you for an arbor when they already have one and it's already included in your package.
Amy wants to make sure that the bride has everything she needs to make her venue look beautiful and is willing to work with the venues to deliver. She also has a spectacular team of florists and decorators to get the job done fast and flawlessly.
One of the venues we were looking at charges extra if you want to set up the night before, but also like they only give you a small window in the morning. So is that where you like you and your team of experts is like little busy bees and zoom, yep. Zoom, 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 or how does, is there a time where you have to say we have to have this amount of time, or how does that work?
We have some venues that the time we have to set up is pretty minimal. And that's where I either have to see if I can get a little additional time, but most of the time it's extending my team. So it's always going to be the day of, and that's where we just kind of work with you in the venue. Hey, we want to make sure we're there before your pictures start, but we also want to make sure the linens are on the table before we do the centerpieces. And so that's just a lot of like the organizational process that happens behind the scenes. So we just have a pretty good process with our team and kind of what the game plan is.
Like I said, Amy is dedicated to her couples. She even gave us some helpful advice of when to order your flowers.
May for florists is the most challenging month. It is super popular wedding month, but it also falls with Mother's Day.
Oh, okay.
Yep. So not only are their wedding flowers expensive, now they're more expensive because of the timing. And normally that doesn't stop until the second half of the month of May.
She recommends ordering your flowers as soon as you book a venue, or at least 8 to 12 months in advance, so that she can make sure that you get the best floral experience that she can deliver.
Where can we find you? Where do we, any websites, social medias?
Yeah, so botanicawedding.com is our website. And again, that's where you can find the budget planner. You can schedule, it pulls up my calendar right there online. You can schedule directly from the website. And then Instagram is Botanica Flowers Columbus. You'll be able to see our posts and tags and things on that. And then Facebook is Botanica Flowers Wedding and Events.
Amy, you have a great team, and we love the integrity that you built into this stressful process. Thank you for dedicating yourself to delivering beautiful flowers for brides all over our state. We've got the venue, we've got the coordinator, and we even got the beautiful flowers on our way to make sure that our day looks so special. This feels like a great place to take a break. No need to overwhelm anybody. On our next episode, we're going to be talking about the day that every little girl dreams of, wedding dress shopping. I can't wait to discover my dream dress. So until then, I'm Bailey, and thanks for listening to She Said Yes. She Said Yes is presented by White of Dublin. To learn more about how they make your wedding dress experience comfortable, personal, and all about you, visit whitebridalboutiques.com. Produced and distributed by River Radio Ministries. To find more podcasts like this one, visit riverradio.com. Make sure you follow us wherever you're listening now, and if you like what you're hearing, tell a friend so they can listen too.